Chinatowns make up a big part of major cities. They're bustling tourist destinations that have been hit hard by the pandemic. In New York City, a fraction of the restaurants in the city's 9 bustling Chinatowns are open. And there's fear that enduring racism against Asian Americans will forever change Chinatowns across the country. Win Parasamy is working to save Chinatowns in New York City as part of Dumplings Against Hate. Welcome, Win.
Thank you so much for having me.
What inspired you to start Dumplings Against Hate?
I think, honestly, it stems from just a love of community. Ahead of the shelter-in-place orders, Chinatowns were already suffering. As I've heard some people describe it as there are two pandemics that have been occurring. One is the virus, and the other is the implicit bias and racism and discrimination that has been particularly affecting Chinatowns and our Chinese and Asian American communities. I mean, I can speak for myself. I can't imagine New York without the vibrancy and just comfort of Chinatowns.
And so many Chinatowns as well throughout the country. I'm thinking about San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles. Just about every major city has one. You know, what's remarkable about all of this is actually the genesis of Chinatowns to begin with. They were created because of anti-Chinese racism and because of legal barriers that really prevented assimilation at a certain point in time in our history.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chinatowns are such a strong part of Asian and Asian American history in this country. And to see that racism and xenophobia has already been affecting so many communities even before the shelter-in-place orders, it's devastating.
So when, before the shelter-in-place started in New York on March 20th, you all were actually doing food crawls to raise money. Now you're doing that online. How is that going? And how much have you been able to raise? And how do you distribute the money?
Yeah, so thus far, we've raised over $52,000 thanks to over 900 donors from across the country, which is just incredible. We're doing this in our personal capacity, these fundraising events. But we partnered with an amazing organization called Asian Americans for Equality. They have a small business emergency relief fund. The money that we've raised, that goes into a pool of money. And so far, they have closed more than 50 loans totaling about $1 million. And AFI has told us there was one business called Huyi Hot Pot. This business had no choice but to close their restaurant at the end of February. And AFI was able to provide the business owner with a loan through their program. And now they're making plans to reopen when New York gives the okay. That's an incredible testament to how much people nationwide care about Chinatowns. And personally, I think that's just a beautiful thing in a very confusing time.
Win Parasamy, thank you so much for your time and sharing about your effort.
Thank you.